This article is brought to you by the best-selling books They Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is team synergy, and why it matters? The difference between a group that works and a team that flies. In short, team synergy is what happens when a group of people working together produces results that none of them could achieve alone. Synergy is not the same as cooperation. It is what emerges when communication and trust reach a certain depth. Its absence is not neutral. Teams without it bleed time, energy, and opportunity. You can build it deliberately. It does not depend on luck or personality. Definition. Team synergy is the condition in which a group of people working together consistently produces outcomes that exceed what any individual member could generate alone, driven by mutual trust, clear communication, and a shared sense of collective purpose. Introduction. The meeting ends and everyone agrees. Nodding, polite, aligned on paper. Then nothing changes. 2 weeks later, the same problem is back on the table with a different name. That is not a strategy failure. That is a team synergy failure. And I have watched it happen in boardrooms, on building sites, and in every kind of organization you can name. Team synergy sounds like management language. It is not. It is the thing that separates a group of capable people who stagnate from a group of capable people who build something remarkable. Understanding it clearly, knowing what it looks like and what destroys it, is one of the most practical things you can do for your working life. By the end of this article, you will know exactly what team synergy means, why its presence or absence shapes everything around you, and what it looks like when it is working. If you want to explore how cooperation differs from true collective momentum, team synergy versus teamwork, what's the difference? Covers that distinction in full. Here, we focus on the foundation what team synergy actually is and why it matters. What team synergy actually means. Team synergy is the condition where a group of people, working together, produces results that none of them could reach alone. That is not a poetic idea. It is a practical reality. When communication is strong, trust is earned, and people understand how to use each other's strengths, the group generates a quality of thinking and output that no single member could sustain independently. You see it in how problems get solved faster. You feel it in how disagreements sharpen ideas rather than stall them. Here is what it looks like in practice. A product team is stuck on a design problem. One person raises a half-formed thought. Another builds on it. A third spots a flaw and redirects it. Within 20 minutes, the group has arrived somewhere none of them could have reached by thinking alone. No one person owns the solution. It came from the friction and flow between them. That is the heart of it. Team synergy is not harmony for its own sake. It is productive collision. It is what happens when people trust each other enough to think out loud, challenge freely, and build together without protecting territory. Why team synergy matters for every workplace. Here is the truth of it. The quality of your team's collective output depends almost entirely on the quality of the relationships and communication running underneath it. Skills and resources matter, but they are inert without synergy to activate them. When synergy is present, the group solves problems it has no right to solve. People with different strengths compensate for each other's blind spots in real time, and the team reaches answers faster and with more creativity than any individual could. When synergy is absent, the team burns energy it cannot afford to lose. Misalignment, repeated misunderstandings, and unspoken resentments create drag. Work gets done, but at a fraction of the team's real potential. Synergy determines how a team handles pressure. A group with strong cohesion and communication absorbs setbacks and recalibrates. A group without it fractures under the same stress. The absence of synergy compounds silently. If you want to understand how unaddressed friction builds into something serious, read about the signs of conflict avoidance compounding into irreversible synergy debt. What feels like a minor issue today can become structural damage over months. Every team has a ceiling. Synergy is what determines whether the group works at that ceiling or well below it. For anyone who cares about the quality of what they produce, that is reason enough to take it seriously. The key characteristics of team synergy. You know team synergy is working when you see these things clearly in how group operates day to day. Number 1. Open, direct communication. People say what they mean without performing or softening to the point of uselessness. Conversations reach the real issue quickly, and people feel safe enough to raise concerns before they become problems. This directness is not rudeness, it is respect. Number two, constructive disagreement. The group can challenge ideas without challenging the person behind them. Disagreement sharpens thinking rather than shutting it down. When you hear people say, "I see it differently, and here is why," that is synergy in action. Number three, mutual accountability. People hold each other to commitments without waiting for a manager to intervene. This only happens when trust is deep enough that calling someone out feels like support, not attack. Number four, collective momentum. Progress builds on itself. One person's contribution lifts the next. There's a rhythm to how the team moves. Meetings end with clarity, decisions stick, and follow-through is consistent rather than intermittent. Number five, shared sense of purpose. Every member understands not just their own role, but how it connects to what the group is trying to achieve. This alignment means effort is coordinated rather than parallel and occasionally contradictory. These characteristics do not appear all at once. They grow together, each one strengthening the others. When you see all five present in a team, you're looking at something genuinely rare and worth protecting. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Common misconceptions about team synergy. Let me clear up three things people consistently get wrong about team synergy. Misconception. Team synergy means everyone gets along and avoids conflict. The truth. This is the most damaging confusion I have seen. Teams that avoid conflict in the name of harmony are not building synergy. They're accumulating debt. Real synergy requires the courage to surface tension, disagree in the open, and work through discomfort together. A team that never argues is usually a team that has stopped thinking honestly. Misconception. Team synergy is a personality match. You either have the right people or you do not. The truth. Synergy is not a product of compatible personalities. It is a product of communication habits, earned trust, and shared norms. I have watched teams of very different people develop remarkable cohesion because they were deliberate about how they communicated. I have also watched teams of like-minded people stagnate because no one had built the structures that allow honest exchange. Misconception. Team synergy happens naturally in high-performing teams. The truth. High performance and synergy are not the same thing, and one does not automatically produce the other. A team of individually excellent people can underperform badly if the communication between them is poor. Synergy requires investment in trust building, in clear norms, in the willingness to address friction directly rather than hoping it resolves on its own. The short version, synergy is not accidental, not inevitable, and not about avoiding difficulty. It is built deliberately, one honest conversation at a time. Team synergy in real situations. Here is what team synergy looks like when it is, and is not, present. A leadership team during a difficult quarter. Revenue is down and pressure is rising. One team speaks openly about what is not working, assigns clear ownership, and leaves each meeting with shared understanding. Another team, just as talented, spends the same meetings managing impressions and avoiding blame. 6 months later, the first team has adapted and recovered. The second has drifted further from its targets. The difference was not intelligence or resources. It was whether people could say the true thing in the room. A project team mid deadline. The brief changes significantly with 2 weeks to go. In a team with strong synergy, someone raises the impact immediately. The group reorganizes quickly and roles shift without drama because trust is already in place. In a team without it, people protect their original scope, communication fragments, and the final product reflects a group that never quite pulled in the same direction. The structure matters, but the relational foundation underneath it matters more. A manager and their direct reports. A manager who has built genuine connection with the team finds that problems surface early, when they're still manageable. People bring bad news because they trust it will be received honestly. A manager who has prioritized authority over connection hears about problems late, when the damage is done. Synergy flows both ways in a hierarchy. It is not just a peer-to-peer phenomenon. What these situations share is simple synergy shapes outcomes at every level, in every direction. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most about team synergy. Synergy is not cooperation. It is what cooperation produces at its best. When trust and communication reach a certain depth, the group becomes capable of something none of its members could build alone. Its absence is never neutral. A team without synergy does not just perform moderately. It leaks potential, accumulates tension, and becomes harder to repair the longer the problems are left unaddressed. The foundation is honest communication. Everything else, including accountability, momentum, and shared purpose, grows from the willingness to say the real thing and trust that it will be heard with respect. It is built deliberately. If you want to understand what proper communication habits look like across the workplace more broadly, what is proper email etiquette in the workplace is one place where those habits show up in daily practice. Protecting synergy requires courage. The moment you let a difficult conversation slide to keep the peace, you begin spending down the trust the team has built. Address friction early. It only grows in the dark. If you want to go further, the next step is understanding the early warning signs before team synergy breaks down. Signs your team is caught in conflict avoidance that is compounding into irreversible synergy debt is where that work begins. Building team synergy is a practice, not a gift. Frequently asked questions. What is team synergy in the workplace? Team synergy in the workplace is when a group of people produce results together that none of them could achieve working alone. It happens when communication, trust, and shared purpose align. The combined output consistently exceeds what you would get by adding up individual contributions. What does team synergy actually mean? Team synergy means the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. When people communicate well, trust each other, and build on one another's strengths, the group reaches a level of performance that no single person could sustain independently. It is a product of relationship quality, not just individual skill. Why does team synergy matter for performance? Team synergy matters because it determines whether a group operates at its ceiling or well below it. Teams with strong synergy solve problems faster, recover from setbacks more cleanly, and produce better outcomes with less friction. Teams without it waste energy on misalignment and unspoken tension. How is team synergy different from just good teamwork? Good teamwork means people cooperate and complete tasks together. Team synergy goes further. It is the state where collaboration itself generates something new. People build on each other's ideas in real time, and the group's thinking becomes sharper than any one member's alone. Can team synergy be built deliberately? Yes, team synergy is not a personality trait or a lucky accident. It is built through consistent communication habits, earned trust, and a shared understanding of how the group works best together. Leaders who invest in these conditions see synergy develop over time, not overnight. What breaks team synergy in a workplace? The most common cause is unaddressed conflict. When teams avoid difficult conversations, tension accumulates quietly and erodes trust. Poor communication, norms, unclear roles, and inconsistent accountability all compound the damage. What starts as a small friction point can harden into something much harder to reverse. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.